Large crowds of worshippers have turned out to greet the exiled spiritual leader of Tibet, the Dalai Lama, on his tour of the traditionally Buddhist regions of Russia. In communist times, Buddhism probably suffered more than any other religion in the Soviet Union. Almost all monasteries were destroyed, thousands of monks were put to death. But now it is enjoying a revival, as our correspondent Tim Huell found when he accompanied the Dalai Lama on his first visit to Tuva, a once independent state on the Mongolian border.
There are few countries in the world as isolated as Tuva. It's cut off from Russia by high mountains and from Mongolia by empty steppe, and many of its people are nomadic shepherds who move their felt tents each season in search of fresh pasture. Apart perhaps from Genghis Khan in the early 13th century, no world leader had ever visited Tuva until the Dalai Lama arrived this week. The main square of Tuva's tiny capital, Kyzyl, still contains a statue of Lenin. But that didn't stop the country's former communist rulers from welcoming the Buddhist leader there with a spectacular ceremony in which the cheers were carefully orchestrated.
Cry, cry, Dalai Lama!
The Dalai Lama crossed the square between two lines of kneeling women in traditional silk gowns and fur-brimmed hats, their hands pressed together in prayer. Further back were red-robed novice monks and hundreds of ordinary Tuvans sitting cross-legged on the pavement. Clouds of smoke rose from incense burners as the living god from Tibet was enthroned opposite the former party headquarters, and the official speeches began.
The noble Saint Dalai Lama, oh, please give the strength and support to old men who'd lived much and young men who are to live much. The noble Holy Dalai Lama, the local people worship you. Help us make the life better and safe. Let your name shine in the golden sun rays. Purhanashe, Purhanashe, Purhanashe.
There's no doubt that the visit of the Dalai Lama is useful for Tuvan politicians who are now trying to loosen links with Moscow. But not everywhere there's been conversion from atheism to Buddhism. Local businesswoman Dina Ayun watched the ceremony with disbelief.
It seemed to me very ridiculous that those people from the party, they stayed there and they were true worshippers of Dalai Lama. It was ridiculous. For me, it was. And it was false, I think. It seemed false that they are not sincere, they are not frank.
In practice, many, perhaps most people in Tuva had never heard of the Dalai Lama until a few years ago. And it may be a long time before Buddhist values are re-established in a region which now has the highest crime rate in Russia. As the Dalai Lama finished an open-air sermon in Kyzyl, the crowd broke through police lines.
The Dalai Lama has just spoken of peace, but the violence from the crowd as they surge to get forward to pick up the lists of prayers that he's left behind is extraordinary. There are policemen punching in every direction, people are being thrown back, seats are being overturned. You can see real terror in people's eyes as they try to get away.
The holy water by the throne was overturned and spilt uselessly down the steps. But one of the Dalai Lama's assistants, Andrei Terentyev, insisted that the crowd was simply over-enthusiastic.
It was even dangerous for His Holiness, I think. But it just shows how much emotion was inside people. And the process of civilizing this emotion will take long time, of course, that's right.
The Dalai Lama's staff say that in a country where religion was extirpated so ruthlessly, the most important thing is the desire to believe. Knowledge and understanding can come later. But some Tuvans fear that Buddhist teachings may now fall on stony ground. Rolanda Kongar is the teacher who interpreted at the welcoming ceremony.
Dalai Lama, just 10 minutes ago, he taught to be very, very attentive to each other. And after his words, they rushed after him, they pushed everybody. And it means that they didn't get anything from his words. They are just empty in their heads. They want just to touch him, and they think only of themselves.
Splendid music, and that's it from that report from Tim Huell, and indeed from this edition of NewsHour. Thanks for listening. The programme's back at 13 hours GMT. But for now, from Owen Bennett-Jones in London, goodbye.